You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This comes from Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E. She didn't say not to use her name, so now that I think about it, maybe she wanted to change her name. Oh, too late
now. Too late now, Maddie.
Dom and Jeremy, I've listened to your show since I was in high school. I'm now 31.
Wow.
So thank you for getting me through my mornings for like half my life.
That's funny. Yeah, it's true if you do the math.
That's really cool. Thank you for listening. She says, I'm wondering what to do about a situation with my new boyfriend. We met online, have now been going out for 5 months, but he's a PDA guy and I'm not. That is, for those of you who don't know, public display of affection. Maddie writes, I really like him a lot, maybe even love him.
Oh, Maddie.
But he always wants to hold hands when we're out, and I don't like holding hands. I'm afraid to tell him because he's a great guy and I don't want to ruin a good thing because of my hang-up. I feel pressured to participate because I know that's what people in love do. Just wondering if you have advice for people like me.
Yeah, Maddie, hold his hand.
If you think, Jeremy, that this is going to be an excuse for us to play Hootie and the Blowfish, you're wrong.
Oh, dang. That would just make my Friday, though.
Hold my hand.
Oh, no, Maddie. Really, it's hand-holding. You're not, like, groping each other. You're not all over each other in a corner booth. You're not making out on the light rail.
Well, she doesn't
You're just
like
holding
any
hands.
She doesn't like any PDA, and this is just the first step.
Please.
Well, you can't
this
say
isn't gonna
that.
It's going to last, then. It's not going to last.
Well, you don't. How do we know that?
Speaking of hands, hands down, this is not going to last.
Well, I don't know
if this
true.
Guy
you know
wants to touch and hold. That's his love language, it sounds like. He wants to hold hands. She's
okay,
like, eh.
Now, I know you're going off on poor Maddie here, but listen.
Yeah, I am.
People have different weird hang-ups. You have some, and hers happens to be the whole thing about hands. I know other people like that. They don't like touching other people's hands.
We don't know a lot
that.
About this guy's hands. I will say that. He might have sweaty palms. He might be a sweaty palms kind of guy.
I don't think so. I think she would have written. She says this is her hang-up. She doesn't like holding hands, period.
You know, it's not going to work then.
Why? Like, if I'm a guy.
Because this guy wants to hold her hand.
I know, but let's assume. She talks about what a great guy is. And by the way, phones are open on this. 303-691-1649. If you are just like Maddie, and this has kind of, I don't know, hampered you through the years because you don't like physical touch, how has it affected your relationships? 303-691-1649. You should call us right now. Where was I going before that? I shouldn't have sidetracked myself. No, listen. She describes him as being a really great guy. Let's assume for a moment that she's a great catch as well.
Okay.
Now, if you're the guy who's seeing her or a woman who's seeing her, whatever, and you know they're really good, but that they don't like that, would you end a relationship just for no hand-holding?
Possibly.
Because I don't think I like to hold hands, but I don't
think
if Gretchen had said, I'm sorry, I just don't like to hold hands, I don't know that I would have.
This could be a little reflection of myself, like what you just said. Like, I like holding hands when we're out in public, you know, walking down the store aisle, you know, I'll reach over and hold her hand. I like driving with my left hand on the wheel, right hand is holding Nicole's hand in the car. You know, I like that. I'm wondering what things are like behind closed doors, if this is translating to other areas of their life where she doesn't like.
Right now? Are you going
all pervy
on me?
Well, no, just curiosity. I mean, if she doesn't like touching his hands, I mean. You know, I'm serious, though. If she's not a physical touch kind of person.
Can you just stay focused on the hand holding without going in the bedroom, you pervert?
I need to know more about their lovemaking style.
Hold on, let's go
curious.
To the phones. Really
All right, let me
here.
Turn them on here.
I'm going to at least take one call before right. we go to break and then more out of the break. Jessica, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
So, what do you think about Maddie's issue?
It's not going to last.
Thank you.
Come on.
Take as much time as you need, Jess.
What?
It's not.
Because once the honeymoon phase is over, right now everything's butterflies and rainbows, but once the honeymoon phase is over and you that initial goo-goo gaga wears off anyways, then add to that she's going to be annoyed anytime he shows any affection. And then he's going to feel like he's not getting what he needs. And, you know, neglect is a big word, but he'll feel neglected, that he's not, like, you know, getting the affection that he needs.
Right now, I feel like there isn't even a goo-goo gaga phase.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now, I was referring to him as a perv, but actually he brings up a valid point.
Of course I do.
Well, you know, what do they say about the squirrels?
Continue.
But she's referring to PDA, and the P on this is public. So we don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
We don't.
And he might get plenty of attention from her, but out in public, she doesn't like to hold hands. So how can we just make a blanket decision that it's not going to last?
Well, eventually, what if they travel together? And when I travel, I know that I don't spend a ton of time in my hotel room. So are they just going to go 12, 14, 15 hours out in public, and he's not going to get any signs
any
of affection
physical
or love
touch.
From her?
And that's my whole thing is it's just a simple handhold. He doesn't, you know, they're not swapping
some
spit.
People,
you know,
though.
It's just a little handhold. It's
It'll get old.
Yeah.
Jessica, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, boys. You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Kisses.
Here's Sarah. Sarah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
So what do you think?
I'm in favor of Maddie. I don't like holding hands either. I totally think she could be open with him, and if he's a good guy, I think it'll work out just fine.
Have you found that it has hurt your relationships?
No. I think there's moments when I'm super appreciative of my husband and I make it a point to hold his hand. And I think it makes it more special because it's something I don't usually like.
Oh, that's good. That's huge.
Okay.
I like that.
That's cool.
But is your husband, maybe they can compromise. Is he a hand-holding kind of guy? I mean, or do you guys are just both fine with that?
I feel like in public, he does like to do that more for whatever reason. I don't know. I kind of know
the reason, and I kind of want to say it, but I don't want everyone to be all mad at me.
Go ahead.
In a way, it's just... As a guy, it's kind of, I don't want to say marking your territory, but it is a way to show that you are with this woman, you know, and she's a part of my life, whether it be a wife or a girlfriend. I feel like in public, that's kind of how you show it, you know, like we are together.
So what are you saying? She's your property?
I'm not saying property. I'm not saying controlling. Let me reiterate.
No, I get it.
Do you get it, Sarah? Because I know I'll get the emails today.
I know.
Jeremy's a controlling jerk. I hate him.
I'm just kind of goosing it a little
bit.
Oh,
I know you are.
We got to run, Sarah. Thank you for a great call. Now we've heard from both sides.
We heard from
Jessica, who said it's not going to last. And Sarah's like, no, I'm that way. It's totally fine. And then Jeremy, who is...
I just want to know about them making sweet love, Dom.
Now, Danielle is... she's being a little harsh. She says, I would say Maddie needs to get over it and just hold his damn hand.
Well, you know... There's a lot of give and take in relationships, I guess.
Thank you, Danielle.
Yeah, thank you.
But then Melanie says, I'm a woman who loves, she put that in all caps, who loves holding hands, and I've been with guys who hate it. I honestly have to agree with Jessica. I don't see how that relationship survives. Why?
Right.
Talk about split right down the middle. There are people like, nah, it's not a problem. Other people are like, you're going to break up. My goodness.
I don't know, Maddie. I really don't know what to tell you with this, you know? I guess just keep trying, maybe?
Well,
you know, just try a little more. Maybe you'll get used to it.
Look, why would anybody predict? So, in other words, if she has a problem with it and she just talks, what if he ends up saying, yeah, that's cool. All right. I mean, we don't know. So why do we say they automatically break up? He might not have a problem with the fact that she has a problem.
That's very true, man. Very,
we just don't know, do we? We're assuming that he's going to go, oh,
it's more fun to think of it that way, though.
Especially him sounding like
that.
Oh.
Good luck, Maddie.
Thanks for your calls. Thanks for your messages to your boy.